Welcome to Auction Talk. Your host is Greg Story, longtime member of the National Auctioneers Association, an accredited auctioneer in real estate and president of Hart G Auction Service. Now, here's Greg.
Welcome to this edition of Auction Talk. I want to talk today about the economy and how it interacts with auctions. Now, most of you out there think that when the economy is bad, as it has been lately, then auctioneers have a lot of items to sell and are making big money. If that is true, then when the economy is good, then the opposite would be true, and auctioneers wouldn't have as many items to sell, and we wouldn't be making much money. These two conclusions about the auction industry are based on the laws of economics. Now, if we look at economics as any college econ professor might tell you, people have less money to spend when times are bad and more money to spend when times are good, right? Of course, this is a true statement as far as the economics is concerned. But as an auctioneer, I don't believe in economics as they are taught in school. I believe in capitalism. What? Let's take a quick look at so-called proven economic theories that our own government uses. We have to stimulate the economy by giving people more money to spend. Therefore, if people have more money to spend, they buy more goods and services. The prices stay up, and the economy is good. Because people are buying more, businesses need more workers, and more people are hired, and unemployment goes down. It's very simple. It seems like it should work. Well, in 2009, our own government came up with a program to stimulate the economy and increase manufacturing. Remember the Cash for Clunkers program? It was designed to get people to trade in their gas guzzlers for more fuel-efficient vehicles, thus reducing greenhouse gases and stimulating the failing auto industry. The program offered rebates up to $4,500 toward the purchase of a new and more fuel-efficient car. The idea was good for those people who were planning to trade in a vehicle anyway, but the results were horrendous to our economy. The program did stimulate the auto industry briefly, but it didn't last long, and in many ways it hurt our economy worse than it helped. Okay, now if you haven't gotten mad at my statements and turned your radio off by now, let me explain. A vehicle that travels 12,000 miles a year and gets 15 miles per gallon uses 800 gallons of gas per year. A vehicle that travels 12,000 miles a year and gets 25 miles per gallon uses 480 gallons of gas per year. So the average Cash for Clunkers transaction reduced U.S. gas consumption by 320 gallons of gas per year. It was claimed that 700,000 vehicles were traded in during the program. So that's 224 million gallons of gas saved per year. That equals roughly a bit over 5 million barrels of oil saved per year. That 5 million barrels of oil is about 5 hours of U.S. consumption of oil. More importantly, 5 million barrels of oil at the 2009 price of $70 per barrel costs about $350 million. So the government paid $3 billion to save $350 million, which equals $8.57 spent for every dollar saved. So much for government economists. Makes you wonder what's wrong with government health care and banking regulations, but I won't go there. Now, we know the program did stimulate the auto industry sales that year, but let's look at what vehicles were junked. The top 8 clunkers that were traded in were 1996 to 1999 SUVs. Now, a 10-year-old SUV would easily sell at an auction at that time for around $4,000. Take that times 700,000 vehicles, and that comes out to around $3 billion of lost money. But wait, didn't our government spend $3 billion on this program? These vehicles that were only 10 or 12 years old had their engines junked and were scrapped for the steel. Now, this brought the scrap steel prices down from over $200 per ton to under $100 per ton. This put a lot of steel buyers out of business, and as an auctioneer, it drastically affected the prices we got for the old farm implements that were selling at auction for months, even after the program ended. Now, 6 of the top 10 cars that were purchased during this failed Cash for Clunkers program were foreign imports. This program was very successful in stimulating foreign economies. Any economic help in this country was short-lived at best. At the time, many auctioneers asked, why weren't the clunkers that were traded in sold at auction for export to a foreign country? That's because auctioneers are not economists. We're capitalists. Now, I want to dispel a myth that many people have about auctioneers. Some people think that we're no better than vultures circling out there looking for people who are desperate for cash and people we can take advantage of. Nothing could be further from the truth. One of my favorite stories I heard years ago is of a man and a woman I'll call Smith, because right now I can't remember their real names. So the Smiths moved into a new home in a Chicago suburb back around 1980. After they had spent a few days unpacking, they were visited by a welcoming committee consisting of a group of their new neighbors. After the introductions were over, one member of this welcoming committee approached Mr. Smith and went into details how he remembered that Mr. Smith had served in the Air Force during the Vietnam War and was shot down over South Vietnam in October of 1974. Well, Mr. Smith was flabbergasted and asked this man if members of a welcoming committee checked out all the new people in their neighborhood that thoroughly. The welcoming neighbor told him, of course not, but that he was the person that has packed his parachute on that particular fated one-way flight. You see, Air Force personnel who pack the parachutes for their pilots are really up there flying with them. And if a pilot is shot down, there's always concern by this person if the parachute deployed correctly. Auctioneers are like the parachute packers of the world. We care about our sellers and our buyers. We care about our sellers' pain, as I always say. Why does the seller need to liquidate their items? Often it's just to make room for other stuff, and the seller has no feelings about what they are selling. More often than not, it's because of some life-changing event that has a great effect on them. Auctioneers feel this pain that the sellers go through, and it inspires us to do it the best job we can. People don't believe that we auctioneers actually worry about all the things it takes to put on a successful auction. It's kind of like my mom, who had a job in World War II testing 50 caliber machine gun shells. Her job was to test, say, one out of every 100. To this day, she says she still worries about if the other 99 were good. You see, it's all about caring, and a professional auctioneer cares about their customers. Remember that auctioneers are just like the parachute packers of the world. We are always there to aid people with their life's events, whether or not those events are good or bad. So let's get back to the economy and how an auction, which is the last bastion of capitalism, how can this still work when the economy is bad? Think about it. Throughout history, haven't I always told you how auctions have always stimulated the economy? Remember how auctions have been used to pay off war debts as far back as the Roman Empire and up through our own Civil War. We all know that when a large number of soldiers come home after a war, the economy always gets bad for the lack of money and jobs. So the economy has to be stimulated. Remember the Babylonian wedding auctions? The brides offered for auction that were not as pretty? What did the fathers do? He offered money, or a dowry, with the bride in order to get a bid. The uglier the girl, the more money the father might have offered to get a bid. Bidders had to be stimulated with a bribe in order for them to bid or spend money. Sound familiar? Just as a stimulus bribe by these fathers wasn't any guarantee that a Babylonian marriage would be a good one or even last, the bribes or government stimulus that we see today to spend money rarely have any long-term success. They offer very short-term solutions, if any, to our economic problems. But true auctions with willing bidders do stimulate the economy. Can auctions stimulate the real estate market? Yes, they stimulate activity. But remember, auctions will only bring fair market value, not some inflated value of what a person would like to get. This is where the licensed real estate marketers of today have failed their sellers. Most of them continue to try the same old business as usual that they have used for generations. Brokers take listings at these inflated prices, and then there's no way the property can sell. The property will never appraise for enough money, and the banks won't begin to make idiot loans for 110% anymore. Isn't that how Freddie and Fannie failed? And who runs that? Let's face it. If the government wasn't pouring billions of dollars into Freddie and Fannie every year to keep their head above water, they would have gone the way of the dinosaurs long ago. Why hasn't the real estate market bottomed out yet in order for a recovery to get rolling? It's simple. These ridiculous government-backed loans that no one can afford to pay back have stimulated the foreclosure rate. People expect the government now to come up with some program to save them for buying a house they could never afford in the first place. Remember, our fathers grew up with the American dream of owning a home. It was, and still is, a dream, not a right that should be guaranteed by the government. Real estate prices are still too high. Some of you may remember the 80s, when sellers often had to write a check at closing in order to even sell their house simply because they owed more money than their home was worth. The buyers back then, and even more recently, had counted on the economy always getting better. But the economy can't get better without capitalism. Right now, banks are afraid to loan money. Underwriters are afraid to let the deals go through. Appraisers are afraid their appraisal might be too high, so they come in with lowball estimates of value. The real estate market hasn't come back, so they want the government to make concessions to buyers. People today have become dependent on government entitlements in many forms. If we look back in history, why did the Roman Empire, which has been called one of the most successful in the history of the world, why did they fail? It failed because of entitlements. More people were being supported by the government than were contributing to the economy. And it goes on and on. The majority of people today are worried about what the economy is going to do and how it will affect them, instead of what capitalism can do. Can any economy survive without capitalism? Of course not. Communism didn't. This country was built into the greatest nation in the world through the capitalism of the American small businessman. The small business owner is the hope for America today. The buying and selling of goods by individuals who are willing and able to purchase, not borrow money on credit, for that fancier phone that will send faster text messages. Auctioneers are still out there manning the front lines of this capitalistic trading, putting buyers and sellers together on a daily basis and selling goods and service for fair market value. So, whether you've got a bunch of equipment you no longer are using, or a house full of antiques, furniture you no longer use, or real estate that you really need to sell, remember what I always say, I can sell anything, at any place, at any time. It's just a matter of price. There is always a buyer out there. An economist says the glass is half empty. A capitalist says the glass is half full. An auctioneer asks, when do you want me to sell it? Thank you. And tune in again next time to Auction Talk.
2,000 now 3, 3,000 now 4, 35 now 4, 4,000 now 5, I need 5,000, I got 5,000 back there, now 6, 5,000 now 6, 55, 55 now 6,000, yeah, 6,000 over here, now 6.
We thank you for tuning in to Auction Talk. Email your auction questions to Greg at hartg@centurytel.net or call 719-384-4797 or go to hartg.com and click on the Auction Talk radio tab. Tune in next time for Auction Talk.